It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, on this Wednesday, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your day. He's Big Joe Dewin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Titans in day number two of joint practices with the Atlanta Falcons. JoJo, what's up?
There we go. When you turn your mic on, great things can happen. So welcome.
You either
in,
turn
buddy.
It on too early or too late.
Too early or too late. By the way, we just got a severe storm alert. Am I the only one who got this? Am I getting punked by my phone?
I don't know.
So I guess.
It stormed last night. I know that much. Well, there you go. There's the live radar.
Yeah, I just don't know why I got this a while ago, but it seems all be clear. So I was ducking for cover. I was in my safe space. Then Chase came and found me and said, hey, fatty, the show's starting. So I had to come running in here.
We have a great show planned. Teron Davenport going to join us around 1 o'clock, I believe, with an update from Atlanta. I guess all indications that I've seen on Twitter today, better day?
Could it be any worse than yesterday?
I don't know. I laughed because I heard Jake and Corey, I guess somebody tweeted out that Calvin Ridley yelled, "We won today, write that." And I was just like,
excuse me.
Just like, man, so when I heard that, I felt like when I was a kid and, you know, I knew the things that I was supposed to do, like supposed to do your homework, brush your teeth, you know, all that. You had like your bedtime routine. And there were just times that I just chose not to do it because, you know, for whatever reason. And so my mom would get mad at me and punish me and like, of, hey, no, you know your routine. You're supposed to stick to it. And so then when I would do it, I would make sure that she knew that I did it. That's kind of how I felt when he said that. It's like, you know, you need to have more energy. You know, you need to come out and practice better. Why can't you do that every day? You don't have to let us know when you actually do it.
Well, the biggest lies athletes
will see it.
Athletes will tell you is we don't pay attention. We don't see what you're writing. We don't hear what you're saying. They pay attention to every single thing.
Of course they do.
That's talked about, put out there. Remember the locker room after the Miami Titans game when who's the loser receiver that quit on the team that got traded?
DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. All right. I'm done with the ball. I don't want to play. I'm taking my helmet. I'm going home. Good. Fine. Get out of here. He's like, I read what you wrote to Teron. Remember that? I read what you wrote. We came down here and we won. You think we'd win? I'm thinking, they all read this. So, they read in here and they put it out there. Y'all were terrible yesterday. Hell, half your team admitted that. So it couldn't get any worse than yesterday. Come out and practice. And the whole – I mean, Callahan spoke today about this, about, you know, how can you get a strong start out of practice? Like, well, I got to make big plays early. No, I mean, you should be already fired up to go at practice. You don't need that. So, I don't know. Day two better, couldn't get worse than day one.
Yeah, for sure. And it looks like, according to Teron, I've seen the energy was better and all that. And, like, that's great. But it should be like, why are we having to talk about it to get you motivated to have more energy when it comes to practice?
Yeah, you should get out there. I mean, love the game. Love the opportunity and all that. That seems not to be there. But, you know, maybe at the end of the day, they're just not good.
Yeah. And here's the other narrative. And I saw Paul put this out too. The other narrative that I'm tired of hearing about. Well, they've been gone for over a week. I mean, it's been a long road trip. They just look tired. They just look like a team that – I mean, Gentry said it yesterday. Not saying that he's saying that narrative, but he said they look tired because they've been gone. I'm like, why is that a thing? Like, it's a – you knew this was coming.
Right.
And I know what you're going to say.
Been saying it for years, baby. All right, for example, you were in Minnesota this past weekend.
Yeah.
You brought the Vikings schedule. They got to go to Europe for 2 weeks, right? They play games over there, and – the third member of our party in our text is like, man, that's going to be rough on them. And I said, they are flying a 747 to Europe, their own row, custom everything, five-star hotels. They ain't flying standby to Germany where it takes you 6 days. And what if Paul Kowarski's tweet was like, you're staying at a hotel/winery.
Yeah.
You got a lot of free time.
Right.
This ain't roughing it. You know what roughing it is? It's hopping in a bus to go across town to scrimmage Pearl Cone when it's 107 degrees and you got one tub of water. That's tough. This isn't tough, man. Get off of that.
Yeah. No, I know. This narrative of They've been gone for so long, they're exhausted. I'm like, well, then what are they doing?
We should, when they come
home. Why are they so tired?
We should treat them like Civil War soldiers when they come home. God, we've been gone for 18 months.
Knowing Amy Adams drunk, she'll have everybody come out in the lobby and cheer them when they walk in.
Come marching down with that vantage way in front of the facility.
I just want to know if they sleep on the plane.
Of course they do.
I do. I sleep in the car.
You sleep anywhere you can, man. I understand now why you do that, so I'm not mad at you. Because you can't sleep at night.
No, I can't. But, hey. My home sleep study, I think, comes in today. So
praise Jesus.
So we'll be doing that.
So you have to you don't have to go anywhere. Or no. They're going to monitor you. How's this work, real quick?
I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm supposed to get it today. And I guess there's this stuff you have to put on and wear, and it monitors you and
at
your
home
breathing. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Because I was inches away from hitting you with a 2x4 to make sure you'd be knocked out during our road trip to Atlanta. Oh, thank the Lord, your sleep study. Oh, my goodness. Good. Man. Woo. Like Queen Mary leaving the port. There he comes. But good. I'm proud of you, buddy. Well done.
Yeah. Anywho, 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. As I know, Cam Moore just spoke, and Dr. Crane was kind of monitoring it and everything, and it sounded like he says a lot of the same stuff.
Yes, we word for word, we're like, didn't he say that at Tampa? Didn't he say that before they went to Tampa? Oh, he's saying, okay, yeah, he said. I mean, I don't know what he's supposed to say. I mean, you throw him out there. I want to hear more X's and O's. When you like, what did you see today? What did you see there? Why did you throw it there? What? And it's. He's not getting those.
Yeah, I've heard the same confidence question probably 3 weeks in a row now. I get it. The guy's confident. Good for him. His right. Dad's done a good job raising him. But, you know, this is football. It's different. X's and O's, Jimmy and Joe's, in between the hashes, goal line to goal line.
Oh, I love that. You just summed it up so well. Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. Like, I don't need the quarterback to be, you know, this rah-rah press conference guy. Like, just play good football.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for.
But I mean, I want some breakdowns. Why on 3rd and 8 did you check down? Why on 1st and 10 did you check out and throw the ball deep? I mean, those are things
I
want to know.
I didn't hear that. Was he being asked that? Like, I didn't hear this press conference yet.
Not much.
I mean, there's some stuff that Paul asked about interceptions from yesterday and today. Like, what's changed from yesterday and today? That's probably it. I mean, looking at some other stuff here, it's. You know, talking about how offensive line's kind of been the bright spot. You know, Gentry mentioned that yesterday as well. So there's a few things that are maybe take home for the most part, but nothing that sticks out like a sore thumb.
Gotcha. And I know Brian Callahan spoke before practice today. So that was good. In fact, we'll hear some of that here in just a few minutes. But it sounds like, I guess it was better today.
It was better, right? That's good. Yeah, well done for everybody over there. And that's the thing is that, you know, I mean, it's the whole, look, it's practice, right? We know that, and we know the game counts. We've beaten this dead horse all the time. But, again, try to get a little bit better each day and then go out there Friday night. Now, Callahan did say something, I don't know if we have it or not, about who's playing Friday night, right? About who's starting, who's doing what, how much is Cam playing? Because we said this yesterday. We'd like to see Cam Ward play the entire first half. Our good friend Tim Hasselbeck had a great comment about that too as well. And then Callahan touched on about, like, Jeffrey Simmons is out Friday night, not playing. And I get that. That's fine. Get some of the young guys to step in there and play against Falcons ones and see what you can do. Because you never know when you throw a 2 or 3 in there against the ones and how well they play. Like, hell, we didn't see this in practice. You kind of figure it out going there. So I don't mind that. So if we could, I don't know. I know what you're searching for. But Callahan talked about what's going to happen. Pretty much Cam doing the same thing he did in Tampa, which I'm not there. I'm not your head coach. I'm not your offensive coordinator. I'm not calling the plays. If that's what he thinks the work needs to be done, then that's what the work needs to be done.
This was Brian Callahan on the slow starts.
Slow start yesterday, slow start in Tampa. Some of the guys showed some concern for that. Where are you as far as that process?
Yeah, glad they have the standards high. I don't think we started the practice the way that we'd want to. I think slow starts, though, I think are relative a little bit to you know, the performance. So if you go out and play well, it doesn't feel like a slow start. If you go out and don't hit a couple throws and make a play or two, it feels slow. The difference of between the two is just simply that sometimes is that you don't make the couple plays you need to make early to kind of get it going. That's sort of what happened yesterday.
And there was the answer. My thoughts exactly.
Right.
But look, as we said yesterday, it's on the coach. The coach has got to get these guys and the leadership group, which I don't think they have a true leadership group right now. I think they're working on it. I think the rookie quarterback has the opportunity to do that at some point, but he's still a rookie. And so it's going to be a continued work in progress to build.
I would like to know if great teams in the past had a leadership group. Did the Packers have one under Lombardi? Did the Bears have one under Ditka? Did Jimmy Johnson have one with the Cowboys? Did Belichick have one? I'm just curious. Wouldn't your head coach be the one to drop the hammer? Midnight hammer. Isn't the head coach going to do that? Wouldn't that be the one? I mean, it's great. You got guys you can go to the locker room. I think there are coaches who find a guy. There's no doubt in my mind that Jeff Fisher had VandenBosch was his guy.
Yeah.
And Bullock to a certain extent. Hey, get the message out a little bit, you know. But there wasn't a leadership. I'm just curious who all has a leadership group, because I think it's just a bunch of gigantic psychobabble for a leadership group. I'm not a fan of all that.
Yeah. Steven, who will never, ever, ever, ever once agree with us so he can get his tweet read, said nobody on the team said they were exhausted and you guys are going on a 5-minute rant about their travel. They had a decent day in practice, so you're finding anything negative to talk about. Steven, if you're going to weigh in on the show, then I expect you to actually listen.
Thank you.
Because that's not what we said at all.
It's what Jeffrey Simmons said yesterday.
Yeah, and it's what people that are there have said, that they looked tired because they've been gone for over a week,
right.
And that is a bad narrative to have. People that are saying that other people are saying they shouldn't say that.
Yep, exactly. Jarvis Brownlee said it yesterday. He said, we got to get better. We came out terrible today. There you go, Steven. But, you know, you hear what you want to hear.
But, you know, you create your narrative.
Steven would be a good ex-wife. Because the family hear what you want and what they want to hear.
9974 wants to create their own narrative, too. So that's fine.
Get it. Read it.
But the fact is, none of y'all know. So there you go.
Get it, man.
615-737-1025. Don't mess with me today.
Not today.
That's all I'm saying. Our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com. Teron going to join us at some point to give us a practice update. But coming up next, Cam Ward and his leadership. There are some things I like. You want some positive? Here's some positive.
Sure.
There are some things that I like. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
How much responsibility do you feel to be the stability in this league, quarterback-driven league, number one pick? Do you feel like you're the guy that kind of has to be the person to make that success happen? Is that a pressure you feel?
Well, it's not really a pressure I feel, but I know, like, I have to be the stability. I'm the one who calls the play call every day, every time in the huddle. I'm who everybody looks at in the huddle, you know, when we need explosive play, when we need motivation. And so, I mean, it comes with the territory. I want the territory of being an NFL quarterback. And I would just say just on that part is that we just got to continue to build each other up. I would say the best thing about a huddle is that whether we have a bad play or nothing, if I have a bad play, we always build each other up. And just from the stability standpoint, just me and Coach Callahan just continuously building our relationship like we've been doing since he drafted me. He's one of the best head coaches out there. And I want to be a reason why at the end of the year he can be one of the top five head coaches in the NFL.
That is Cam Ward earlier today, Titans quarterback.
In a speech written by Brian Callahan.
I mean, you know, that's typically what happens.
Hey, read this for real quick. We got this.
I don't know if it was that, but, I mean, you can definitely tell that there is a message that and look, the head coach should have a message. The quarterback, the leader, should carry that message.
I agree.
It may not turn out to be the right message, but we'll see.
I like the confidence. Look, go out there. I mean, right now, you're 0-0. I mean, you haven't played a game yet. All we know is what happened in practice in one preseason game. You looked halfway decent, so that's good. Put the team on your back, man. That's what quarterbacks do. You know, certainly don't. When Mariota came in, it was forced, right? Mariota did not want to be a leader. It was forced. He'd rather just shut up and play football, which is fine. But that's not what a quarterback does. I mean, a quarterback is your leader. He is the captain. He is the guy, and you want to hear from him. And Mariota just didn't embrace the role. I don't mind Cam embracing the role. I love it.
I think it's what he needs to do, Joe. I mean, because, again, when was the last time this team had a quarterback that embraced that type of role? I mean, it was probably Tannehill.
Yeah, I mean.
But Tannehill was different. Like, Tannehill was, you know, but he got up there and talked and all that stuff. But, I mean, everybody looked at Tannehill and knew, okay, he's the guy.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, you're right.
You know? And, I mean, and I hate saying this. Cam's got this confidence about him that some might view as cocky,
right?
Which I think is okay as long as it's managed. So, but he's also kind of soft spoken at the same time. Like McNair was soft spoken, but McNair didn't like. I never felt McNair was cocky by any means. I mean, McNair was very soft spoken, and just he led on the field.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of thinking that Cam's going to evolve into that. But he does. He has a little edge about him, and I like that.
Well, I mean, he's gone three different schools now and proven his worth at Incarnate Word, Washington State, and Miami, and now he's going to do it here. And look, everybody knows he's talented. Everybody knows what he could do, and now you just got to see it in action. And I don't mind the words. I don't mind the cockiness because I think it's genuine. I think it's a genuine cockiness, and I'm fine with it. It's not forced like Callahan was in that little speech right before camp started. We all knew that was fake. But I think Cam, I think this is really genuine from the heart.
I do too. Coy in Clarksville says, I'm happy Cam Ward is becoming a leader, but Jeffrey Simmons should be doing this, not a rookie.
Well, I think he speaks.
I think Jeff's doing some of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been impressed with Jeffrey this training camp. I wasn't happy he didn't show up to OTAs, but since he's been here, what he said, what he's done, I've been okay with.
I always, this is me. I have a friend of mine that's got a cat named Jeffrey, right? And he's just a disaster. And so every time I word Jeffrey, I'm like, oh, the cat. You know, Big Jeff just sounds good. You know, Jeff Simmons. So I always laugh at that. But, you know, Simmons yesterday after practice said, look, you know, we came out sluggish. We got to get more fired up and get it to go. I think, you know, he's good. It's just the cast around him is just so, I'm not going to say bad because they are NFL players and we're not. Unknowns, and to me that's the most difficult part because you don't know and you don't have a lot of time to figure it out. You got opening game, see what you can do and get it done then. So a bunch of unknowns around him, just not good, man. Not good knowing that they're how well or bad they're going to be. There we go.
7829 said, y'all sound so dense it's nauseating. That said, yes, to think travel has no effect on your body or sleep just because you travel in style is just simply not true, especially changing time zones, continents. Why do you think they arrive days prior to allow the body to adjust? Dude.
That's fine.
They're in Atlanta. It's a four-hour drive. And they were in Tampa before that, which is an easy flight. They did not drive to any of these places,
that's
by the way. They
correct.
Were, they flew. Look, I get it. I'm not – I don't think I'm as staunch on the, you know, they sleep on satin sheets like you are. But I've traveled with teams, and they ain't staying at the Holiday Inn.
No.
So, like, I mean, nothing against the Holiday Inn. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they are dealing with good conditions. And
they're staying at Omni National Hotels.
They're doing the things. They're practicing. The schedule is exactly what they would be doing here. And my thing is, like, why are you so tired? Like, I don't – why is there no jump? That's what we're asking.
Yeah. Again, you're not taking a school bus 2 hours to play Lincoln County on a hot Wednesday afternoon. I mean, everything's taken care of. So just go out and play. There should be no excuses. And you're right. You fly the Vikings. They're flying over there. Yeah, you get over there, you let your body adjust, but you're not flying standby. You're not checking to see if your luggage made it. You're not being shuttled in a cab around London. I mean, so let's stop with that narrative of all that nonsense.
Here's what I want. Go out there and show me you want to be there. Show me you want to be there. And there are some guys that are doing that. Cam Ward's one of them. Calvin Ridley's one of them. Jeffrey Simmons is one of them. But, like, with the narrative of, oh, they had a slow start, they're sluggish, they were doing that here. Right. That's all we've heard all training camp.
Right.
And I put that on, like, there was one, Randy says, can't deal with all this coddling by Callahan. Afraid to call a player or a group of players out for fear of hurting their feelings. I started in second grade in 1966. Even in the fourth grade, I played in the Herman Boone era. Waters for the week. Here's your salt tablets. Being threatened with having to put a foot up my ass. Screw this. I'm worried about your feelings crap. I turned out fine. Being coached like that helped develop my work ethic and accountability still today.
Oh, you know, it's funny you say that. Can you imagine today if it came out and you don't get any water? You got no water today.
They'd be shut down.
You'd be in jail.
Yeah.
You'd be arrested.
Now,
and rightfully so, probably.
Look, I think you can agree that there are things about the effects of this game that we know more about now than we didn't know about when you played. Is that a fair statement?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. So there's more about conditioning. There's more about the effects on the body. Obviously, concussions. So I have no issue with adjusting how things go. Like, yeah, when it's 108 degrees outside, that's an exaggeration, but it feels like that.
Feels like it, baby.
You should have extra water breaks and hydrate. I think anybody would tell you that that's not a sign of weakness. That's smart and taking care of yourself.
Right. I'm with you.
If you take a hit to the head, you might want to sit out and get checked out because you know the long-term effects of that now.
Yes.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that it's been a narrative since training camp started that they were having slow, sluggish starts, including yesterday, and then they went out of their way to basically tell you, hey, we had a better start today.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because slow starts is what has killed this team.
And we'll see what happens. We get to see them Friday night. How well they come out and play.
Yeah, 100%. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your calls and texts. Cam Ward said something today, though, where I was just like, oh, boy. Maybe you shouldn't have said that. We'll discuss that next. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 102.5 The Game.
Now you've had these three joint practices, just how do you feel like this offense stacks up against pro defenses? You've seen it live. How do you feel this stacks up?
Well, I think we honestly have the ability to be a top 10 offense. But also going, it goes on every guy in that huddle, including myself, bringing the right mindset every day. And us also playing together. I think that's the biggest thing is that we always play together. We never point fingers at each other on both sides of the ball. And we just got to always have that mindset that we can be the best offense in the NFL. And then it really just comes with just us caring about each other on the field, off the field. And I think a lot of that stuff will translate to the game.
That was Cam Ward after practice today. Where did he say they were a top 10 offense? I've seen that everywhere. I thought that was what that was. But he's apparently after practice said he thinks they can be a top 10 offense.
Yes, that's the clip I heard, yeah.
In this league and then saying that Brian Callahan says, I want to be the reason he's a top 5 head coach at the end of the year. And my thing is, like, I'm glad you think that way.
Right.
Like, don't have a loser mentality and think, oh, we're not going to be very good. But I think you got to be careful in saying things like that because now you're putting extra pressure on yourself and the team of things that you're probably not going to achieve.
Didn't the Titans have the number two defense last year?
It was like the number two scoring defense or something like
something.
That.
Something. I mean, top 10 offense means nothing to me. You know what means something to me? Games won. Games won. There you go. How many games can you win? I mean, there have been championships won by some of the worst offenses. I mean, the 2000 Ravens were a terrible offensive football team, and they rolled because they had a massive defense. Top 10, that's great. Be a top 10 offense, but it doesn't translate into wins. One of the greatest offenses of all time was Hawaii when they had Colt Brennan at quarterback throwing 800 yards a game. I think they went 6-6. It doesn't guarantee you anything. It's a team game. Everything's got to come together to win and be good. If you have confidence you can do that, I'm all about it, man. I have no problem firing your team up.
Teron put out there, Cameron Ward said he feels like the Titans will have a top 10 offense and his wide receiver group is top in the league.
Okay.
I'm glad you believe that.
It's good. I mean, got Ridley. Got.
But you got to show that.
Guys that have proved it. Is he Cameron now or is he Cam?
I think he, I don't know. I've seen Cameron. I've seen Cam. I think there was something that he said where his mother calls him Cameron.
I was going to say.
But he goes by Cam pretty much with everybody else. But I know TD is elected with Cameron.
In the words of the great barbershop and Coming to America, his mama called him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay. His mama called him Cameron, I'm going to call him Cameron.
Yeah, so that's fine. I try and mix them both in.
Mix and match.
But, I mean, is it like, I think we could all sit here and go, this team is nowhere near being a top 10 offense.
We haven't seen it.
Not right now.
I haven't seen anything. So.
I would love for that to be true.
But would you rather them come out and say, you know what, man, this, if we score a point all year, I'll be amazed. I like the bravado. I'm never going to knock down a guy's bravado. I don't mind it
at all.
So
he said that at the beginning of that clip? Is that what it was? Okay. I miss that.
I don't mind at all, man.
My bad. Play it again.
Against pro defenses, you've seen it live. How do you feel the sex up?
Well, I think we honestly have the ability to be a top 10 offense. But also going, yeah, okay, it goes on every guy now.
That was my bad.
I was like, I'm hoping I'm going crazy.
Though you are, because you're hanging out with us. But
that's right.
You know. But no, like, I don't think he could have answered that question without saying that is my thing. And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just don't set yourself up for unnecessary pressure. And I think that's what that does. Because if ESPN or, you know, some of the other national shows get a hold of that, Cam Warren says the Titans can be a top 10 offense. That's the what they're going to talk about when, you know, on the four times a year they talk about the Titans.
What if it's not? What if it is a top 10? What if they're
then
wrong?
More power to him.
Love it, right? I love all that.
More power to him. Titans were second in yards and 32nd in scoring defense. So that's what it was. It was yards.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, to me, the stats are for all you nerds out there, the analytics, blah, blah, so tired of that. Wins or losses, baby.
Ron says, lights, Cameron, action.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's right. Little celebration when he throws his first touchdown pass.
9777 says, that's weird. None of y'all are his mama. So does that mean I call him Cam?
Oh, man.
I mean, you're not wrong there.
That's right. Do whatever you want on that one. That's I don't know. And they find the Cam clip on how much he's going to play with Callahan. Said what he's going to do. And this is interesting because we're gonna match this up with what our man Tim Hasselbeck said and what Callahan said. You tell me what's first.
Is the expectation to still play guys, everybody on Friday?
Yeah, everybody's going to play, probably similar to last week. You know, it's my same guys probably out. Simmons and Zeiler will probably sit. But other than that, most guys should be good to go. I may revisit that after today and see where we're at and all that. But, yeah, plan on those guys playing pretty similar to last week.
Mm, okay. And then here was Tim Hasselbeck with us yesterday.
Do you need to see Cam Ward play an entire game or no?
Not an entire game, but I do think there's an element of playing one series in the second half after a halftime. Just like, you know, part of it is just like the mechanics and the routine of it. You know, it may sound, you know, somewhat silly, like, well, it's just halftime. Like, what's the big deal? But, you know, for a quarterback, there is an element of going through your routine. You know, you play a half. You know, who knows how the half ends? Does it end in a two-minute drive? Does the other team have the ball? Like, you don't know what it is. You go into halftime, okay, like, you know, what is that routine like? And then are you now getting the football back to start the second half, or are you waiting till the defense gets off the field to have another drive? And so, you know, not just for the quarterback, but, like, the entire offense as a unit to say, all right, whatever the real time is, hey, it ends up being 23 minutes, 27 minutes, 34 minutes between the last time that you were out there on the field. Like, I do think there's an element of that I think it was important for players to go through.
That was Tim Hasselbeck yesterday on our show talking about that. Now, here's what I want to know. Will, you know, if it's going to be similar to what it was in Tampa this week, does that mean for the third preseason game, then could we see him play through the half? Because I 100% agree with Tim.
Sure.
And I would love for somebody to ask Callahan specifically, you know, hey, what is your philosophy of going through halftime and all of that and then coming out for a series and kind of see what he says? Because I mean, he's been around the game a long time. I would think that they understand the importance of that.
You got one more shot. Cam Ward's never played four quarters in a professional football game.
Yeah.
Even in preseason. I mean, do you not want to see that? What if he hits a wall in the third quarter against Denver that maybe could have been prevented because he played in a preseason game a lot? I don't know. And if you're bringing him along slowly because he won't make mistakes, again, I'm not Brian Callahan. I'm not one of the 27 coaches on the team who are all talking to Cam Ward or whatever's going on over there. They know best. But if it goes south, that's the first thing we're going to harp on. It's like, well, he didn't play a lot in the preseason. It'll be the first thing we talk about.
Yeah.
Everybody will.
And how many times do we have the conversation about the rookie wall? And I'm not saying playing like a ton in the preseason is going to prevent that, but I think it'll help it because these guys are used to playing, you know, anywhere from 12 to like 15 games in a season. And in some of those cases, you know, they get pulled for scrub time. And then you go to a 17-game regular season,
right?
And you see so many – I mean, J.C. Latham, happened to him last year. He told us. He hit the rookie wall. And that's why he got his butt in gear and lost weight and got in better shape because he realized that he wasn't in good enough shape for 17 games.
Yeah, so for most of these guys, their season's over in late November in college. I mean, you'll play one – Cam Ward played half a the game in the bowl game, the Cheetos Bowl, I think it was. He played half of that before he set out. So he got a little practice in December, not that rough. But now you got, hell, 5-6 more games going into December and January. I mean, you got to be ready. That's what everybody talks about. So, I don't know. Brian Callen knows what he's doing. You know, you trust him. I guess that's the thing.
I mean, he better know what he's doing. If he doesn't, he's not going to be here.
Yeah.
We'll be going through this crap all over again. So 615-737-1025. We'll get more of your calls, more of your texts. Coming up, Teron at the top of the hour, chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game on this Wednesday. Having a good time. We haven't gotten to our question of the day yet.
We have not. Also tonight, don't forget the If This Bar Could Talk at Bar Lines at Omni Nashville Hotel starting at 5 o'clock. Some of the best singer-songwriters in Nashville. It's a free show at Bar Lines Omni Nashville Hotel. I've been down there. It's fantastic. Sidney Mack, Anthony Billups, Curtis John, Jackson Peden, some of the top names around. Free show tonight, Bar Lines Omni Nashville Hotel starting at 5. It's called If This Bar Could Talk, and it's going to talk tomorrow, Chase McCabe, from noon to 3.
Yes, it is. We'll be at Bar Lines. Looking forward to that, which will be our new Omni home. We'll be at Omni Monday night too, for the Tennessee Association of Broadcaster Awards. We're up for something.
We are up for something, and we're going to be up for something else if we have an award.
Yes, we are.
Hello, Nashville.
Watch out for sure. What is our question of the day?
All right, so it's been talked about the Titans need a lot of motivation. Who should they bring in there to fire the team up? So we want to know from you guys, 615-737-1025. Who should the Titans bring in to fire up the team? Now, this could be a real person or a fictitious person. Who should the Titans bring in to motivate the team? Our good friend Todd Rodermill just sent us to Terry Tate, the office.
That's the sound of the pain train, baby.
But I told Todd and you, I said, he might hit the guys too hard and they'll complain about that. So Terry Tate is on the board as well right now. So
Real or fictional?
Real or fictional to bring in. And Dr. Crane, I sent you a couple right there. I'm going to call for one in just a minute. So, Chase, who do you think should be brought in to motivate the team?
This is an easy, 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 easy answer for me. The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
Okay.
The Rock.
Oh, that's actually a good one.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson would be fantastic. Now, I would want him to do the whole thing as The Rock and not Dwayne.
Right.
But I mean, his story, like, you know, being real for a second, his story is pretty good. Like, his dad was a pro wrestler. He grew up in wrestling, but didn't have a ton growing up, and now he's a billionaire. Like, he's made something for himself.
Oh, he has done something for himself.
I mean, he is definitely motivational. So I think The Rock would be awesome.
615-737-1025. Who would you bring in to speak to the team? Here's who I would bring in, who I think should give the speech to the Titans before the game on Friday.
But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night, we will not vanish without a fight, we're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Yes!
I love this movie.
Just run out there and get it done. God, can you imagine if they did that? If Bill Pullman shows up like he is now. I don't know. He's like 70-something, but I mean, it's our dream. It's our fantasy. You can pull whatever they want to on that.
The best scene in that whole movie is a sad scene, but it's also the one of you're like, hell yeah, brother, when Randy Quaid
right,
like throws the plane in front of, you know, and takes out the aliens.
Doesn't he come back in part two? Did somebody see that? I haven't seen part two. I think he comes back. And he was captured and gets released, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just, I don't know, that first Independence Day is really good, man. It came out in 1996, by the way.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah, right?
Will Smith has some good one-liners.
Oh, yeah.
And wasn't, who played his wife?
It was... it's not. Oh God!
Is it Vivica A. Fox?
That's it. Thank you. Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean that movie was so good. Brent Spiner's in it.
It
for
is.
Your Star Trek fans is the crazy doctor.
Is it Data or Data?
Data.
And because he said, how do you say your name? He's like, one is correct and one isn't.
Yep.
Like, yeah, right.
Except he doesn't use contractions.
So what is
one is correct, one is not.
Okay.
Yep. That was. I always wondered about that, to be a nerd for a second, because like when I've rewatched Star Trek, I found one time he slipped up and had a contraction, like and said isn't or something like that. But like how somebody would have to watch that was a part of his character that he could not use contractions.
Well, they have editors, right? I mean, they have script editors that go down and see for every show that you do. So somebody dropped the ball that day, man. Should be let go.
615-737-1025, our question of the day. Oh, man, they are loaded up. Here we go. All right, on the text line, Randy says Debbie from Dallas.
Oh, my God. We want him to win, not be exhausted.
Phil says Ari Gold. I don't know.
Is that from Entourage?
Maybe.
Okay.
0862, Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
Neely, if you really want to fire up the team, bring in Tonya Harding. She knows no limits.
And Jeff Garrower.
Wes in Clarksville, Chris Sanders, get better or get bitter.
I'd do that all day, baby.
Mark in Paris, Matt Foley.
I mean, that's the ultimate one.
Live in a van down by the river.
That's the one.
Logan says they need Friday Night Lights, Billy Bob Thornton.
That's such an underrated football movie.
0178, the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
He'd offend the entire team.
Nevada Josh, they brought in Jelly Roll the other day.
Yawn.
Yeah. He was fine. Corey and Matt Juliet. Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso would be fantastic.
2459, Lou Holtz.
I love me some Lou Holtz.
9926, Al Pacino from Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
9355, at this point, get a farmer friend from the water boy. Good one. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark will lead us off. Mark, who you got as a motivational speaker?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're good.
Hey, man, this, you know, just listening to this stuff, these guys are tired and all that. I get it. It's hot. But, you know, I was in the military and I was in a light infantry unit, and we were supposed to be able to deploy anywhere within 48 hours in the whole world. I mean, we might be out partying or doing or whatever, and if we got that call, we went, not knowing how long we were going to be there, not long, you know, how long we were going to stay, what we were going to be doing.
Yeah.
I say bring in SEAL Team 6 and fire these dudes up.
Woo!
We made a lot less money than these dudes are. And these dudes got to remember why they're there, what they're doing. They are a team. They play together. They represent Nashville, and get it together.
Love it.
I love that. Mark,
thank you.
Great call. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, fellas.
Let's go to Doug. Doug's next up. What you got?
Hey, I've got a motivator for the fans and for the team. For the fans, I want screaming Willie Beeman.
Good one.
All right.
And for the team, I want Carl Action Jackson Webb.
That's a good one,
he's
too.
He's got the look, he's got the face, and he's got the credentials.
Well, hold on. Do you want Apollo Creed Carl Weathers, or you want Action Jackson Carl Weathers?
Photo finish on either one.
Okay. Love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. Good call. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what you got?
Hey, guys. I'm just going to do the same from the movie. I don't want to see those guys get another yard. You blitz all night long, and you make them remember the night they played the Titans. From Remember the Titans, Will Patton.
There you go. That's a
guys,
perfect one.
Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric. So on the new Madden game, as you're starting at Nissan Stadium, the fans are doing the Remember the Titans chant. It was pretty funny. Kenny the Mailman, who you got? Who's a motivational speaker?
Fellas, I'm saving y'all money. We're bringing somebody from right here in Nashville. He's passionate. He's heated. He's been banned in certain sections of this city. We're bringing Vandy Clay to give the speech.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe,
yes.
I guarantee you, 5 minutes after Clay talks, you're hatching your wig in a lot faster. All my best.
He just tripped. Thank you, Kenny. He just tripped over a coffee table trying to get to the phone to call in now.
Oh, my gosh. Or ran over somebody on the Uber train. Good Lord.
Brian says, can't bring him back because he's passed away, but maybe he could dress someone up like the Ultimate Warrior and play his music and let him run around the meeting room. If that doesn't get you going, nothing will.
Hey, it could be real, fictitious, alive or dead. Well, this is our game here.
If we're going alive or dead, the Hulkster.
The Hulkster.
What you gonna do when the Titans run all over you, brother? Yeah. 1701, make everyone watch the movie clip Facing the Giants where they carried a person 100 yards across the field and when they thought they couldn't do it. Is that Little Giants?
I have no idea.
Brian says, being that Callahan is a joke 90% of the time, he would probably recommend bringing Pee Wee Herman into case. Oh, here's a good one. 0862, John Belushi from Animal House.
Oh my gosh, yes. It wasn't over when
the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Right.
Germans? Hey, he's rolling.
Yeah, let him go.
5394. They'll remember the Titans. Denzel Washington is Coach Boone. Coach Herman Boone would be good. David Kentucky. Bring in Isaiah Wilson.
And let him rap.
Yeah.
There's rap act for everybody going down.
Clay
there.
And Gallatin, Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth.
So, you know what? That was one that I thought about. It was like, that's kind of funny. And I was like, let me bring in there and drop the hammer on those guys, man.
Andrew from Dover with all the posts on Facebook, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, my God.
We need them motivated, not distracted.
Some would lose their mind.
I mean, I don't know. I'd be motivated.
Hell, yeah.
Liam Neeson, but his character in Taken.
Yes. That's from John. Yes, the first one. When it was like, all right, this is organic and good.
6188, Herb Brooks from The Miracle.
Tell you, watch that. If you don't have to watch the movie, that's fine. Watch that speech.
Dylan and Antioch, they need a stern talking to from George Plaster.
Now, hold on a second now.
Nevada Josh says, Mike Vrabel.
What are you doing with your hands?
That would be a good one. Bill Murray from Stripes. These are all – keep these coming. We'll get back to these a little later in the show. Coming up next, Teron Davenport will join us from down in Atlanta. We'll get his thoughts on today's practice. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.